Welcome to the Unfuckery Chronicles, your new favorite Monday mini episodes from the Bay Bayf podcast, where I, Jess, help teach you tactical ways to unfuck yourself from being stuck. Well, frankly, I need it, and so do you. So let's get started. Hello, my lovies. After a dynamic 36 hours in Indiana, your girl is back in Texas. It's hot as hell, and we've had some very interesting things happen around here. You know, like, I've made four episodes in a row. Four. What's very comical is I normally don't celebrate all of these episodes at one time, but I'm really proud of myself for continually being consistent because I feel like you enjoy it, I enjoy it, and it's just the whole thing. So today is episode number 167 of the Bay Bayf podcast. And if you know, Mondays are for unfucking ourselves. Okay? Mondays, my babes, are Mondays. Everybody hates them or everybody loves them. No one really knows. Mondays around here are for unfucking yourself. And I don't mean personal pleasure, but this is something that would definitely pleasure you as a person. I'm talking about the way you get so stuck inside your own brain that you can't get out of the mumbo jumbo shit that you tell yourself. And today's the day to get your little mindset minute, if you will, or mindset 10, whatever. I don't really know. I don't know my head from a hole in the ground. We had a very interesting weekend. I flew to Indiana. My niece turns one tomorrow. She's no longer 0 years old, as my sister put it. It was a lovely party. My sister did amazing. I'm so proud of her for being the mom that she is and for raising such a hilarious little baby human. Alani is the best. I want to play kitchen with her all of the time. I miss them already. So this is something that I want to share with you. Okay? Here we go. Buckle up, babes. So first and foremost, stop being okay with shit that you're not fucking okay with. There, I said it. Stop being okay with shit that fucks with your brain, fucks with your life, fucks with your mental capacity, your ability to do anything, to love anything, to be your utmost badass bitch of a self, okay? I'm gonna say it for the third time. Stop being okay with shit you're really not okay with. You are continually draining your mental health, your physical health, your emotional well-being, and the way that you conduct your day and the way in which you live your life. And so we're just not gonna do that shit anymore, okay? We're not doing it. No does not mean not yet, not right now. No means fucking no. And if you are not okay with anything in general, exit safely, exit with a strategy, and exit with support, okay? And if you need the latter, the support part, let me help you out with that. I know I'm your internet bestie, the girl that makes you want to shoot confetti cannons, wear a red lip, and really just be your best self. I say these things in conjunction with the fact that I need to fucking hear them for myself too. And I'm going to say that probably every episode because the Unfuckery Chronicles are made and bred to get you unstuck from the shit that fucks up your life. Okay. I am not a trained person in psychology or therapy or self-defense, even if you will, right? I have no expertise in any of those arenas, but what I know is sometimes you need to hear it from someone else before you take the action to improve what needs to happen, how you live your life, and what you take every day. We take on a lot of anything all the time, a lot of everything all the time. And if you are constantly bogging yourself down with the shit that does not make you feel okay, or even just one nostril above water so you're not fucking drowning figuratively and literally, then I'm here to tell you and give you the permission slip that says it's okay for you to say no to the shit that makes you feel awful. And if you need a check, a reality check, a guest check that literally fills out and said, it's okay to not deal with shit that makes you feel not okay anymore, tell them I sent you. Tell them I sent you. Okay? And honestly, for today, that's enough. I love you and I'll see you next time. Bye. All right, you guys, thanks for listening this week. And if something resonated with you, feel free to reach out to me on socials at TheBabeAFPod. And don't forget to rate, review, like, subscribe, all the things on those platforms. I'm on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and I might even try out YouTube soon. So buckle up, babes. Let's go. If you'd like to meet with me, have a coffee, plan an event, have a confetti moment, I don't know, y'all, feel free to do so through email at thebabeafpod@gmail.com. I hope you guys have the best day and the best time today. I can't wait to see you next time. Toodles.